When the party's over right there, it's Billie Eilish on Afternoons of the Groobs right here on I-101. I have a special guest in the studio right now. We have, you go ahead and introduce yourself. You're significantly better at telling us your name than I am.
Well, hello everyone. My name is Emily Henry. I'm the 2019 Oregon Dairy Princess Ambassador. I'm here in the Roseburg area reaching lots of students, around 800 in this surrounding areas, and Umpqua Dairy is hosting me this week.
All right. So you've been in the area. Have you been here all week in Roseburg?
I'm here for a few days. I got here on Monday, and throughout the spring, I've also been traveling throughout the whole state of Oregon representing our wonderful Oregon dairy farmers.
So what is the process? Let's start at the beginning before we talk about what you were doing here specifically. What was the process for you to get started as the title holder?
I have worked at a local dairy for the past 4 years, and so that is how I qualified to become the state princess. To become the Oregon Dairy Princess, I gave a speech, I gave a dairy product commercial advertising chocolate milk, I gave an impromptu speech, it was an interview process, and I gave a mock classroom presentation to become the Oregon Dairy Princess Ambassador.
Perfect. Okay, and when you were awarded the title, was there anything else given besides just the TR? Was there scholarships or anything like that?
Yes, our Oregon Dairy Woman is a scholarship program, and so they will be helping me earn my degree in animal science at Oregon State University.
All right, so you're now the title holder, and along with that, are you aware when you are trying out for the title that going around the state of Oregon is something that you're going to have to do?
Yes, I prepared my school schedule. I'm mostly online now. So it was a lot of preparation before the state contest because I was aware of the responsibility. As I said, I've been traveling almost every week to different areas like Medford, Pendleton, and Adrian, Oregon.
So you said you've been traveling almost every week. When did your tour begin?
I was crowned in January, and then I started traveling in the spring.
Okay. And so when you get to the specific city, what do you do when you get there? Do you go to individual schools, or do you do kind of just one lump group of people at one time and then say, all right, you've been informed on cottage cheese, I'm out of here. What do you do?
Yes, I tend to go into schools and I talk to individual classes, or sometimes we do assembly style. This week, Umpqua Dairy is hosting us, so they set up some schools for us already, which is really wonderful. And I go in and I have been giving assembly style, and later today I'm actually going to go to a high school, which we normally reach grade school students, but it's exciting to also reach the older group.
So for your Thursday schedule, what do you have planned for your Thursday schedule here in town?
So I will be giving presentations in the morning, and then I have the opportunity to possibly go with Umpqua Dairy up into a plane.
Okay. Like a regular plane, or is this a dairy plane? It's a dairy plane. Do we know when it flies overhead, is it going to have like white and black spots on it like a cow? Or
I would hope so.
I think it'd be fantastic. That would be fantastic. So instead of a rudder, it's got an udder.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, definitely.
Horrible, silly plane jokes. All right. All right. Well, then, welcome to Roseburg, by the way. And
Thank you. You're
going to go to the other radio stations and interview with them. But I appreciate you stopping by and letting us know what's going on in the world of dairy. It's been a pleasure meeting you. And we have more coming up on Afternoons with the Groobs. We're going to keep it flying right now with Carry On. Here's Kygo and Rita Ora. You're hearing it on Afternoons with the Groobs on Douglas County's music station, I-101.